Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The state legislature lost an influential, deliberative voice on Thanksgiving this year. State Representative Craig Teason died during a kayaking incident along with his brother-in-law. They were in the Cook Islands near New Zealand attending Teason's daughter's wedding. He was buried at Mountain View Cemetery. SDPB's Lee Strubinder attended Teason's funeral at the Rushmore Civic Center yesterday, and he brings you this audio postcard.
Most of us first heard about Craig's loss on Thanksgiving. And for me, it was a reminder to be thankful for our loved ones and for the time we're given on this earth. Craig Teason made the most of his time, and we can all learn from his example. Our state is a better place today because of Craig Teason. And on behalf of the people of this state, I offer my deepest sympathy and my thanks to Craig Teason for a life well lived.
Pam Keller, and I knew Craig through his daughters. They did gymnastics together. My oldest daughter has a little bit of a disability, and when he was in the police force, he gave her one of his cards with his picture on it. It's kind of like a baseball card only for the police, and she has just treasured that and always thought of him as a really good friend.
Zed McLaughlin here in Rapid City. I was mayor for a while, legislator, and have known Craig for many, many years.
I'm Stan Adelstein, a former senator, and worked very closely with Craig. I can't remember a specific right now, but I do remember people coming to his desk and with very convincing and sort of a little bit of push, then he said, I'll think about it. But he never made crack decisions or never took a position under political or social pressure.
I think we both just admired Craig immensely. He was a gentleman, he thought issues through, and he didn't just go with what would be popular. He did what was in the best interest of Rapid City and South Dakota and our country.
My name is Greta Chapman, and Craig and I knew each other. This isn't how it's supposed to start. Craig and I knew each other for about 20 years, yeah. And we started out working in city government. He had pretty annually an ice cream fest in his garage. He loved ice cream, and he would have many people over in the summertime for that. He was a great birder. He loved the Mickelson Trail, as you may know, and rode that on a consistent basis with the Boys and Girls Club. Just a really a leader for us all to take his story and make it alive every day with the things that he did.
Well, I knew him when I was working for the city at the same time as he was working at the city. Hanny Shaffy, president of Dream Design, an engineering and land development company in Rapid City. Coming out of an airplane and him meeting me at the gate, and he was on duty there, and he said, well, let's get this guy and put him in jail. And I was with an outside, out-of-town client, and he was thinking that he was serious. Of course, he gave me a hug that day, and he's always awesome, yeah.
Mayor Steve Allender, former police chief of the Rapid City Police Department. You know, he was a great guy before, during, and after all of the things he's ever been. Policeman, college student, Peace Corps volunteer, husband, father, grandfather. He knew who he was and wasn't ashamed of it before, during, and after all of those things. And, you know, I think some of us tend to lose our identity a little bit in what it is we are doing at the moment, and he did not do that.
God only knows what I'd be without. God only knows what I'd be without. God only knows what I'd be without. God only knows what I'd be without.
you'd like to listen to any In the Moment conversations again or share a segment such as this on social media, you can find it all online, listen.sdpb.org.